Good morning and welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show. This is Dr. Leslie on WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. We are your bridge to wholeness. Listeners, this is an exciting day because we have, surprise for some of you, Judy Satori, not on the phone, not as a recording that's playing the amazing activations that we enjoy on every show, but sitting right here next to me in the sound studio. Judy Satori is with us today live. I hope you're tuning in and ready to call to speak with her personally if you've got some questions or something that you would like to ask of the Holy Spirit through Judy. Judy, welcome today. So excited to have you here.
Thank you very much, Leslie. It's wonderful to be here in this beautiful green queen city of Charlotte. Nice and warm, beautifully green, and wonderful energy.
Isn't it lovely? Yes. And you just lift that energy by being here. You're just like a ray of light that just brightens the place even more. So we're so excited. And Charlotte is blessed to have you and that which you're bringing through. Now, Judy, our topic today, first I'll say, listeners, we are diverting from our usual structure because it's such a special blessing to have Judy here in person. We're just going to be on one tone throughout the show today, and we'll return to our conversation about the truth, and understanding the dynamics and the destruction of family secrets and healing from that. We're going to pick back up with that next week. Today, Judy, we are going to be talking about a new beginning. And I understand that this is a time of a new beginning on the planet. And many people are going through such huge shifts of releasing the old and birthing that which is new. Judy, you're moving into new beginnings with your own personal life and work now, are you not?
Yes. I've been out of the United States now for almost 6 months. I've been living out of a suitcase for a year, so I'm absolutely thrilled to be back in the States now and moving into a new home near New York City next week. It's wonderful. It's quite exciting. But I do know that all of us have been going through our own personal time of releasing the old and preparing to move into the new. I think this is reflected also in, sometimes for some of us, a lot of angst and inner concerns and maybe anxieties about what this new might look like, because we know that the old is fading away and we don't really know what the new is going to be like. And so we're in a bit of a no man's land, somewhere in between. And this is where faith and trust comes in, knowing that God is always with us. And just when I was preparing for the program today, what was coming over the radio waves before we started was, God is with you. Mm. That was a little message for me, really, as well as all of us, because when we let go and let God, miracles are able to happen in our lives and wonderful new things come into manifestation. It's just allowing and knowing that when we relax our hold on what we think the big picture and life should be like, it gives opportunities for other much more wonderful things than we may have ever have dreamed possible to manifest and come into the space.
Oh, how glorious. So, Judy, what advice can you give us on how to go more deeply into that trust, into the letting go of our own control and trusting the divine? How do we, you know, how you can kind of hit a brick wall with that and go, yeah, but, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking when we go into massive change. How do we move our frequency more readily into that trust?
Well, Leslie, there's a prayer that Lady Mary gave me on a beach north of Auckland many years ago now, about 10 years ago. And the prayer was, may the love of God come into the space, into my mind and into my heart. In the stillness, let the word of God speak so that I might hear and come into the presence. And I think the key word here is in the stillness.
Mm.
And really what that means is that we need to allow ourselves to come into our own inner stillness, to be at peace, to go into a time, a daily time of inner reflection or meditation. That just means, the way I do it is I put my hands on my heart chakra and I feel and I ask to connect to my soul's loving wisdom.
And this, those who are new, the heart chakra is, this is just the middle of your breastbone, the middle of your sternum.
Mm-hmm. So you just shut your eyes and you put your hands crossed over your chest, over the middle mm-hmm. of your sternum, and you feel into your soul's loving wisdom. It's like the guidance that we always have from lifetime to lifetime. It's an eternal part of us, the soul part of us, that is always there with us, guiding us and directing us. Mm-hmm. And we sit within that stillness. And you can ask your own mental questions in your mind, like, please show me the way forward. And then you just sit with your mind like a blank screen, like a TV screen. And you just wait for the answers to come, like stones thrown into a pond and creating a ripple. Mm. It's just getting into, out of our head and into a state of beingness, and doing this repetitively on a daily level, daily basis, for probably at least 15 to 20 minutes. Because in that stillness, God will speak to you.
God, you know, it reminds me that in the Bible, the word meditation and meditate is used many, many times more than the word prayer. Mm. And I guess when I hear you giving this beautiful method of engaging with that inner voice, engaging with the listening to God, it reminds me that we often spend so much time talking to the divine, speaking out about what we want to say, and not so much time quieting ourselves and becoming still for the listening.
Yes.
To be able to hear.
You see, we are God in the body. We are all an aspect of God in human form. So really, God is within us. So if we direct our attention to the God self within, the God self within, which is also the voice of our higher self or our intuition, and through that we're connected to God's energy anyway, because we are part of God. If we connect to that God self within, this being which is with us and is us will also direct and guide us.
Mm, reminding me that in the book of John, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within.
Yes.
And in the scriptures it says the heavenly Father who is above all, in all, and through all, so that it is true that we are vessels. Our
yes.
body is just a temple where we are portals of that divine essence, which is our source.
Yes.
Judy, I just want to ask, how did you first start tapping into listening to that inner voice that's grown into such an ability for you to hear and bring through all that you bring through from the heavens and from beyond this realm? How did it first open up for you?
Well, Leslie, it was in my training by spirit, by God really, as a channel to do the work that I now do. But it started for me in this way in 1997 when I went to a Learn to Connect with Spirit, or Learn to Channel. Channeling is not a great term, I don't think, to describe what we're actually doing here. What we're doing is we are allowing ourselves to create a connection or a conjunction with God mind, which can be expressed through many different energies. But if we consider the premise that we're all one, then those so-called beings that come to us, you know, the archangels or beings, the first ever guide, spiritual being that came to me was a being called Balthazar. And over the few weeks that followed my connection with him, I learnt that he was one of the Magi, one of the three kings that came to the birth of Jesus. And in energies, higher dimensional energies, such as Balthazar, beings of love and light from other dimensions, from more spiritual realms, if you like, they come to us when we're ready to receive them. And they usually show themselves in a form that we can understand on a human level. But they are souls, really, who have come to overlight us and show us the way.
Kind of like the angels were used in the
yes,
Bible, like
exactly.
when they showed up. You know, I notice how Source or the highest source. You know, in the Bible it talks about it, there was like the Holy of Holies, and if somebody just walked right in there, they'd be struck dead in a moment because their body couldn't be with that high frequency. So we need these vessels that kind of step down the highest frequency for us to be able to commune with. Is that what you see it as? I mean, yes. The reason why we've had beings like Balthazar, like angels, even God spoke through a burning bush and through animals at times in the Bible.
They're intermediaries, or like they create a bridge between us and Source or God, basically. And they are there to help us understand more of our own divinity, more of our own godliness within. That's why they're really coming to us, to show us the way, so that we might find the way. And as we find our own way, then we are more equipped to help others find their own way. Because we are all one.
And we're all helping
one
another.
One another, yes.
So when you use that word bridge, you know, it brings me back to this conversation about a new beginning. And obviously, there's a moment that's a bridge between completion of the old and stepping into the birth and new beginning of the new. And I feel that there are so many who are on that bridge right now, transitioning from one to the other, Judy. How is that showing up for you as an example for all of us that are going through that?
Well, as I said, in the last year, I've done a lot of traveling, constantly. I haven't had a grounded home since last August, really. I was only home in my home in upstate New York for 10 days before I had to leave again. And for me, what I've feel, I'm a sort of person, I'm what's called a fixed sign. So I don't take to change easily. I find it quite stressful. And it's really taught me to trust and be in each moment. It's about living in the now and knowing that the thoughts and the feelings and the positive expectations that we're putting into the now, into now time, actually create each moment of our tomorrow. Each moment that we are thinking now is creating our future. So this has been an added learning for me because of the uncertainty in my life in the past year and where I've been and where I've had to go. It's something that I think is probably always going to be with me personally, because that's my role, is to travel and to be with people and to be guided by spirit. And it's created in me an added trust and faith element, to be honest. But I also have a lot of communication with people out there in many countries. And I do know that all of us, most of us really, are going through a time of great inner change. And we don't know quite where we're going, because the old is falling away and we don't quite see the new. So we're on this bridge, and at times it can feel like a swing bridge. It's not that stable. But we need to understand that we are going through a process of change, and that we will get to the other side, and that there are many beings of love that are there with us, even though we can't necessarily see or feel them all the time. I mean, you and I, Leslie, we were talking last night, and spirit came through you in a huge rush to give me information and confirmation about the path ahead for me. So sometimes when we don't quite, spirit will use other situations, they'll use other people to bring us messages so that we hear what is right for us and what would be most helpful for us.
So being open to the voice of that which we call God to come through our situations, circumstances, and other people,
and
just allow
and
for
meditating,
to
being in the stillness every day is probably one of the major things that we can do for ourselves while we're going in any aspect of our life, but particularly while we're going through change. Because as we sit within the stillness and connect to the soul's wisdom, this is the part of the Mary Magdalene transcripts teachings. Tuning into the soul's wisdom is key. It's fundamental to finding our way. It's fundamental to the teachings of the way.
You know, it occurred to me when you were speaking about living out of a suitcase for a whole year, really, especially when your persona is a bit resistant to change. And I thought, well, how symbolic. You know, I wonder if it's not to the hand of the Holy Spirit actually setting up circumstances in your life to make it to where you are so transient and living out of a suitcase that you're not as anchored to what has been what you would call home. And I wonder if many of us are having home base and that which we've been anchored to wiped away to put us into this no man's land for a while to ready us to move into that new beginning.
I agree, because what we really all need to get to is we need to be like a snail. We need to find our home within ourselves. Mm. And then when the home is solid and stable within ourselves, then the home that is solid and stable manifests in our life.
Oh, how gorgeous.
I'm still on the bridge getting to that.
Well, I think we all are. It's a time of transition. Now, listeners, we're going to take a break for just a moment to have a word from you and those within our community who are contributing to sponsoring the show. And when we come back, we are, yes, opening up the lines for your call so that you can speak directly with Judy Satori. If you're calling in, that number is 704-553-1370. Again, 704-553-1370. We'll see you in a moment. Life is supposed to be good. As a powerful creator, your thoughts and vibrational focus are creating the outcomes of your life every moment. Creating Harmony Flower Remedy Mist can support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create. These powerful vibrational tools for processing grief, fear, anxiety, and stress have been formulated for us at this present time on Earth. They are available at creatingharmonyllc.com. It's up to you. Create the good life. That's creatingharmonyllc.com.
Hi, this is Nami Nesbitt, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking, what is different? I smile and tell them, go see Dr. Leslie. I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings. And walk sacred. And we're back live with Judy Satori here in the studio. The phones are open, folks, so if you'd like to have a word with Judy, call in now. Again, it's in the United States, starting with country code 1-704-553-1370. So I believe we've got someone ready to speak with us now. Yep. Hi, this is Dr. Leslie, and what's your name?
Hi, this is Lord Dial. How are you?
Hi, blessings. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Lord Dial. How are you?
I am doing absolutely awesome. I was talking to my spirit guide, say, please let them pick up the phone.
And ask, and it is given.
Yes, yes, because I am a follower of Judy. I just love her work. I really do.
Thank you.
And I listen to her recordings. I have her book. I just purchased her tape. It was like 150 different things on it.
Yeah, 150 steps.
Yes, I have that. So I said, I have to speak with her. I'm a spiritual worker also, and I do spiritual work.
Yes.
And I am stepping out in a big way, in ways that I hadn't really planned on, but I've been guided to do so. So I wanted to talk to you to see if there's any messages or activation to help me in the work that I'm doing.
Yes. This is what Spirit wants to say to you. It's, some of it's in light language. They're talking about faith. They're talking about faith and trust and old issues to do with faith and trust, where you've always been somebody on many of your lifetimes, I feel, where you've really tried hard and you've really pushed the envelope to be more than the people around you. You've really tried to bring the energy of God through you and be the very best that you can be in many lifetimes. It's part of your soul's path and your monad and your soul group to be the ones who strive. The energy that Spirit wants to gift you with today is as a catalyst. It's to do with activating your highest potential, to open you to knowledge that you have within you that you have not been able to tap into until now. Now, the energy that's coming through, Lord Eo, will not just affect you, it will affect all the people that are listening in the same way. So the energy is for you specifically, but it's for everybody. And it's to open us all into a more a closer connection with our authentic truth, and to diminish any fear that you might have, because these lives that you've had where you've been the striving, getting things out, also come with their own anxieties and the projections of others who may have tried to block you in these lifetimes. So we are working to clear these energy projections that are still stuck into you in some aspects of your being. Okay? So you just relax, and I'll bring the energy through now. Spirit will bring the energy through. So it's a bit like the essences that we were that was being spoken about, the flower essences in the break. What are you feeling now? What are you sensing or feeling, Lord Eo? Just ask you.
I felt the shift in my throat chakra flowing down into my heart.
Good. Because the throat chakra is to do with betrayal and trust. And so what this is doing, it's clearing old issues where other people have projected onto you, and it's stopped or broken your trust in self. You're going to do really well with what you're doing. You just put one foot in front of the other and trust what intuitively comes to you because it's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that anyway. You're doing that anyway. And it's very powerful, very beautiful, almost angelic energy that is wanting to work through you, because that is who you are, and you're just opening up to more of that beautiful energy that you are.
Can I just add to that? Lord Eo, I'm also getting that you've had a recent circumstance or situation that has been a stumble for you, okay, a bit of a hiccup. And the word for you is to understand that that event took place to bring you into connection with the energy of that which Judy has described, where in many past lives you've had this same frequency come up, and this is here for you to engage with so that you can process and clear that from your consciousness. It's actually to spur you into releasing the fears that it brings up and stepping into a higher sense of trust and self-belief. And that is why it's happened. So you can now move into a clearing and a release of any self-doubt that your external circumstances might bring you into, and know that from within, it was like what Judy just said about home, about being the snail, where home is you, and that your security is in you. It's so that you can be the eye of the storm, even though turbulence or seeming challenges are happening outside. It's to help you release from the past lives where you have fallen from your trust and self-belief with those challenges and given into doubt and fear. And at this point, this is there for you to engage with those feelings and this time release them to where you're actually bringing in the dominant frequency of trust and self-love. Mm. So that is what is opening you now to a greater expansion of those energies you've been bringing through in this angelic frequency. So it was just, the message was just about, don't doubt what's happening because of this circumstance that came up recently, and know that this is why it was there. It's actually a completion for you and spurring you further across that bridge into your new beginning and expansion.
Yes. And one last thing I just want to say to you, Laudiel, is if there's things that you need to be doing with getting the work out and you're not quite sure how to do it, just put the word out to God, Spirit, that you need this come to you, and it will. It's a very strong path that you're on, and you're doing everything right.
Good.
Okay.
Awesome. And I felt my heart just open up when you were speaking. I also felt that.
Wonderful. Well,
yeah. Good.
Your heart is going to be stronger and feeling more of an ability to persist amongst, to not be challenged by what's outside of you. Your heart is not going to be contracting in fear and need to protect itself, because you are moving into that wholeness within that's not vulnerable to the illusions of this world outside of you.
Great. Blessings. Awesome. That's what I needed to hear.
Yes. Blessings.
Thank
Blessings.
You. Thank you so much for your call, Laudiel.
Thank
Have a wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Welcome. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. Who are we with now?
My name is Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Hi, Christina.
Honestly, I don't even know how I got on the phone, why I called. Because that was my spirit telling me to call. I haven't even ever listened to this radio station until today.
See,
so honestly, I don't even know why I called.
This is divine guidance happening, okay? And so I just want to acknowledge you for listening to the inner prompting that had you call, even though your mind couldn't figure out why. So there's
yes, ma'am.
An absolute reason. There's a gift for you here today while you're on the phone with us. So this is a gift for you that you've been guided to receive by calling.
What I'm getting is that this call is about love, and the gift for you is a gift of love. It's to do with loving self. It's to do with bringing in God's love to you in a way that you may, and I don't know anything about you, but a way that you may not have fully experienced before. You are such a loving being, and this gift of God's love is a gift of that is your birthright, really. It's who you are. And it's to allow you to integrate this love of who you are more fully, to be that love. Because I feel that in the future, your path is to teach and be love in a much broader way, to help people. So this is what Spirit want to say right now.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I've always felt like that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That I was here just to teach, and stuff happened to me so I could teach others.
You are. Right. You are here to teach. And so this is just taking you to that new level to begin that teaching, because it's time to begin that teaching now, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Cool. Yes, yeah. So just relax, put your hands palm up, just let the energy come in, and the energy of love will flow into everybody that's listening. Miki, so lo ko shi de si zinya. Mokoki me she sege isi ye kishin sojin shi ni me de so ko isi le ko isi ya mo ko le shi je le sa de ze mo ko je le si so ko isi si ya ne tia ye ko shi shi sa ze no mo ko ya a ko ki isi si 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 so
sheesh
how are you feeling now
I'm calm.
Good.
My heart was beating real fast before.
My friend,
oh, wow.
There has been a split in your mind. There's been a division in the way you're perceiving your life and a bit of confusion about which direction to move in and about really which life is your truth. And that division is being melded together now, okay? You are crossing the bridge into your own clarity, your own strength of your sense of self, and the absolute rightness of what is your true path, instead of giving away your truth to try to please others.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes,
you're going to feel that quickening now, and you will remember that which is your source guided you to even pick up this phone or listen to this station for the first time today, when it just so happened that this was happening for the first time as well.
Mm.
So just as you were guided in this way, you are tuned in and the Holy Spirit is going to be giving you absolute clarity, whereas before now you've been very divided and confused. So that clarity is opening and it will take you every perfect step. Just trust it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
You have such a beautiful heart, and you are pure love. You are pure love, truly. And it's time that love flowed out into the world, which it is now beginning to do. More fully. You've always been love.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. This just means so much to me. Like, I don't even know what to say. Just thank you.
Well, you are totally blessed by God, as all of us are. We are all God's children, and Leslie and I just wish you much love, and we wish we could get to meet you sometime and put our arms around you and give you a big hug. We'll give you a virtual.
I know, that's what I want to do like right now. Okay, thank you so much.
You're getting a virtual hug.
A virtual hug to the airwaves.
Yes, ma'am.
And listen, you are joined with a community of like-minded souls around the whole world. So all of you that are hearing our voices right now, just and whether it's live or by recording later, remember that time is just an illusion. Feel the oneness of that community and the hug of all that love around you right now. You are never alone. Blessings, my dear. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Thank you. God bless everyone.
God bless to you too.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay.
Welcome. This is the Dr. Leslie Show.
Hi, this is Natalie. How are you?
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, it's so exciting to talk to the both of you. But Judy, I have a question for you, and I'll try to make this as short as possible. I've been in the entertainment business my entire life. I was a ballet dancer, a classical violinist, and now I'm an actress.
Yes.
And it's only now, after that, my long career in this, that I know exactly what I need to do with that part of my life as an actor, writer, and producer.
Yes.
However, I feel, like yourself, I've been gifted with many spiritual modalities. And currently, I'm trying to build a website offering others ways to approach healing and strengthening within themselves to connect with spirit, to connect with their higher self, and healing.
Yes.
Am I on the right path? Path with that particular idea, or do I need to head in another direction with these gifts other than my acting career and writing?
This is what I'm getting. You're seeing the website as the tool, as the way to get the message out, but it's the foundation for getting the message out, but it's not really the tool. It's you know, sometimes I think we put this huge thing on our website, and the website is, we tend to put all our energy into making the website right. But what the tool is you. You are the tool to get the message out. And so what Spirit is suggesting to you is, yeah, sure, you have the website, But the website is just like the shop window, which is really you. So you put about yourself on the website, but you are the one who needs to go out and get the message out. Get it? Speak. Speak.
Yeah.
So you might want to consider, if you were to consider online speaking, you might want to do a radio show like this, or you might want to do phone-in lines. But I'm getting more, you've been trained to be an actress. You've been trained to be out there in the public eye, and that's where you need to be. You need to have some sort of show where you are speaking to people, whether it's in radio, TV, or in face-to-face. But you need to be interacting with people one-on-one. What I mean is you need to be interacting with people in person, with many people, hundreds of people. I'm not talking about a practitioner role at all. I'm talking about being out there in the public eye and speaking.
Because what I was guided with that, along the lines that you're speaking of, was I'm being guided to write two screenplays, actually. One
yes.
is one screenplay is going to be channeled, and I'm not allowed to say with whom.
Yes.
And the other one is something that all generations can learn from, and I feel the reason why I'm in this career is to be able, like you said, to reach the masses. It's one way to do it.
Yes.
To bring them to me or to be in front of them, like example for one-on-one, I feel I'm too sensitive and I take on their energies
yes.
and I don't easily let it go. So I feel that approach is not correct for me. But maybe standing in front, I don't
the right
know.
Approach. The right approach for you is getting the word out. It's not about the two-way interflow. It's
right.
about getting the word out. People deal with it the way they deal with it. All you are is, you're like the Archangel Gabriel, a messenger. Whether people listen to or not is not your concern. You don't need to be concerned about what they think, what they feel, and their words back to you. You just need to get it out. Like an author will get a message out in a book. They're not
right.
sitting, they're not worrying about what the person that's reading the book is actually thinking, really. You know,
right.
it's a one-way street. So what Spirit is saying is that your way of messaging is the one-way street. You've done your job when you've got the message out.
Understood? Yeah.
So the screenplay is good because you're getting a message out through film. And
correct.
you're not responsible for how the people in their living rooms watching that film relate to it.
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand. Yes, with the website, it's people oriented. So I would be it's hard to explain, but it is along the lines that you're speaking of.
Well,
meeting with more than one person.
Yes, what they're saying about your website is that it is necessary. It's foundational, but it's not it. Do you see? Does that make sense? It's
yeah.
like necessary, it's foundational, but the website is only a stepping stone into the it, which is the method of getting the word out, which, because of your background, you will do really well. And I feel it's along the lines of film. It's not just verbal, I feel. I feel it also has visual connected to it.
Right. Right, correct.
Yeah. So go that direction. You're going in the right way already. But remembering, first and foremost in your mind, remember that the website is not it. The website is only foundational. The website is only like the shop window. But you are the conveyor of the message yourself.
Okay.
So it's about you putting the message out yourself.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
A pleasure. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Have a lovely
Bye.
Day.
Now, before we bring the next caller on, we're not going to take the time to have another commercial break right now. I just want to hold for a moment that quiet space that we've committed to. Listeners, I'm just asking you to hold an intention for the support of this radio show. Most of you are aware that we've turned it over. We've pulled it out of the old energy. And there's no commercials, there's no sponsorship and funding for this show that comes from mainstream or outside of this consciousness community at all. And amazing things have been happening behind the scenes, even with the owner of this radio station. So I just want you to know that Spirit is really bringing some amazing, unusual circumstances. But we just ask that we all join as a community for a moment here, holding an intention for the absolute positive provision for this radio show, and is it reaching as far as Spirit intend for it to, even if it means the opening of another show per week. We are reaching almost 90 countries now in all 50 states, so there's something important that the Holy Spirit has going on here.
Yes.
Judy, are you getting anything on
yes,
that?
It's all about helping us be all. My theme song at the moment is my purpose, and I know Leslie's purpose too, is it's about helping us be all that we can be and more. It's helping us find our authentic truth and expressing that authentic truth in the world. And that's much more than the personality self and who we are in this physical body in this lifetime. It's expressing the soul of us through our lives and through our beingness in the world today. And it's about fulfilling our soul's purpose, why we've come in this body in this lifetime.
Mm.
So, as Leslie, as you say, this show is about, it's an activator show. It's about activating people to their highest potential.
Mm.
It's not about advertising.
Right, right. But also standing in the manifestation through allowance, and that the practical side, the needs be supplied in the new energy way, in the unity and oneness way. We have a number of people who felt moved by Spirit to actually give contribution to keep the show on the air,
it's very much appreciated. And
yeah.
I also get wonderful kohag gifts, contribution gifts from people, which are very, very much appreciated, because we do live in a world where money is important and money underpins everything in our lives, really.
Mm.
So, but when we let go of the energy of I have to have this money, we just know that if we focus on the work, then the money comes.
Yes.
And we just have to do the work.
Yeah. So
it flows.
And so far, we're getting there with the show. It's still certainly a labor of love, but you know, we're just, I would say, as a business venture, it also is crossing that bridge, you know, into the new energies and yes. into manifesting the support that it's needing from a new way. You know, not from the old. And I believe that all of us individually are called to do that now.
Yes.
As well, Judy, as we move into the conversation with the next caller, I know that we were going to talk about moving the body
and the mind,
into the fifth dimension, moving our practical selves into the new
yes.
energies.
Because, you see, we're birthing a whole new being within ourselves, really, a whole more authentic aspect of self, expanding into more of our soul self. And so we're crossing that bridge. We can't go back. I often say to people in my classes, you're not a salmon, you can't swim upstream. We just have to float in the water and go down to the wonderful sea where we actually see, well, with clarity, where we're going and the truth of ourselves. So we are in this state of transition. When I do anything, I always ask Spirit what they want to speak about, and what they wanted to say was how to take body and mind into this new energy that's now on the earth. And this is what they want to say. Remember that this language that I speak is just God's word, really. You could also describe it as a kind of speaking in tongues. There's no difference between speaking in tongues in churches and doing what I'm doing now. It's exactly the same, except my purpose is an activator. So the energy is to activate and shift changes within DNA, within the cells of the body, within the mind. So this the message that Spirit are bringing through about this is that as you go through this outer shift, remember, all change starts in our energy. All change starts in the energy field before we actually, before it is integrated and consolidated in the body, the mind, the emotions. Everything starts with energy before it's crystallized into form. So the changes that are occurring in every one of us on the earth are starting energetically with like inner promptings and things dissolving in our lives that don't serve us any longer. We're getting made ready for the new. But as we go through this change, it's a bit like being on the swing bridge. It's a bit shaky. So how to take body into this new energy? We need to understand that when we're going through change, it does take a bit of a toll on our bodies, because our bodies are also energy crystallized into form. And as the energy is being cleared from us that no longer serves us, it creates a bit of a ripple effect within our physical body. And so our physical body is under siege a bit, and it could get sick. Our immune system is under pressure. It's not easy for our physical body. So we probably need to look at that and look at, okay, I might need more sleep. I need to look at my exercise. I need to look at my diet. I'm a great exponent of spirulina and chlorella. Chlorella because it cleanses the body, and spirulina because it's a very high source of plant-based protein.
And chlorella is a form of chlorophyll? Yes, it's a brand of chlorophyll?
Yes, it is. Okay. And chlorella. And chlorophyll is good too. Oh. Same thing. Because chlorella, the green powder chlorella, is very cleansing for the body. And the cleaner and the more... the better our body works, the easier it is to go through this time of transition. Mm. So we need to look to our body, and we need to drink lots of alkaline water and eat good food. You know, not too much sugar or starch or things like that, because they weigh the body down. They weigh the body's digestive processes down, and they make it more difficult for our bodies to function and do the job of metabolism. Mm. And then we have to look at our mind. And this is why I've got a lot of energy tracks on my website. Some of you will know, some of you won't, but a lot of them are free. They're at www.thesoundoflight.com. And I'm, in the next 6 weeks, really upgrading the website and inviting people to send me their issues, Leslie, and how their issues affect them. Just five words for what is my issue, and a short paragraph, how this affects me. And then with Spirit, I want to make energy tracks to help clear this particular pattern of energy distortion. Because when you listen to this vibration, again, it works a bit like homeopathy. The sheer fact of repeating the listening to the energy that caused the distortion in the first place will clear it, you see? Mm. So this is, all the work I've done is, in the past 16 or so years, is focused around this thing of listening to energy, which actually clears stuck or blocked energy. And so this will really, really help the mind and the emotions go through this time more gracefully.
Mm. So, okay, so you're going to be inviting through the website.
Yes, I invited on an email I sent out a couple of days ago.
Feedback, like we're getting people calling in today. This will be people with their real situations and challenges, and each individual is going to be representative of many who would have that, and you're letting that dictate what you bring through.
Just like when I was talking to the lovely ladies earlier, and I was bringing the energy through specifically for them, that same energy was also, I'm sure, affecting many of the people listening here today. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm back in the United States and I have a grounded home, I want to really focus on making a lot more energy tracks to help people. So if people would write to me and just put in the subject line, karma clear, and then just write to me a few words about what the issue is, a paragraph about how it affects you, and send it to support@thesoundoflight.com. That's support@thesoundoflight.com. I won't reply to you unless I need more information. So it's good to have your phone number on it and your name. But I want to make energy tracks because I want to complete the website, get a new website launched that will really help people who are going through these incredible changes that we're all going through.
Okay, so listeners, this is a co-creative process. You are the source of what topics Judy and Spirit are going to be addressing.
Yes.
So you will be bringing to her consciousness the needs that are representative of the whole, because
yes.
we are all one.
And okay? I haven't ever had, you know, I've asked for this before, but I just haven't had any grounded time mm-hmm. with travel and writing the book to actually do it. But now I have.
Yeah.
And I want to make the website, Leslie, into a very comprehensive library of energy transmissions to help many different situations.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Jude, I just want to acknowledge you for all of the personal sacrifice and absolute commitment and effort that you've put forward to bring this word, this spirit, this energy out to the world, because you are truly helping to heal the planet and helping to escort us into this next chapter that's in the divine plan for us. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for your careful attention and attentiveness to the needs of the individual, and for your open heart and ability to connect with those that are ready, you know, for this work.
Well, I feel really humbled and blessed to be used as a conduit by Spirit in this way, because, I mean, the Archangel Gabriel can't sit up on the mountain and blow the trumpet necessarily and bring the energy through. Spirit need a human vessel to be able to bring the energy through to ground it.
Mm.
So we're all being used in this way. And I just want to say to everybody listening, don't forget the children. There's so many children out there who have issues and concerns as well.
Yeah.
So don't forget your children and grandchildren, because I'd really like to make energy tracks to help these new little crystal children who are here on the planet having a really hard time, some of them adjusting to this energy.
And you've had people writing in recently who've been using the tracks for children.
Yes.
One man with an autistic child who was getting amazing results
yes.
from that.
Yes.
So
I've had a number of people who, I've got one track for autism on my website, and I've had a number of people say that the listening to the energies really calmed these children and made them much, much more relaxed.
Yeah, and boy, you know,
so
that
good.
Word relax sounds so light and nothing, but I'll tell you what, I really believe when we relax, that's when we align and open up for all the flow of the divine to come through.
Yes.
Now we're going to take one more quick call. So we've got someone who's been patiently holding. Welcome. This is the Dr. Leslie Show.
Hi, this is Amethyst.
Thank you, Amethyst, for waiting.
Hi, Amethyst. Hi.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Amethyst.
I'm so happy I can connect with you both. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
What's happening for you today, Amethyst?
Oh, wow. I'm not sure if you remember me, Dr. Leslie.
I do.
But I'm going through a lot of transitioning, and I just moved to a different state. And I'm kind of at a standstill, and I'm wondering kind of what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And if what I'm supposed to be doing will lead to financial security at the same time.
Judy, I'm going to dive in there for just a second. Okay, Amethyst, what is going to lead to your financial security is the shift that the Holy Spirit is working on making within you. Okay, so there's nothing on the outside that's going to create that. It first comes from that vibration frequency of wholeness, peace, trust, and joy within you. And when that energy is there, which you are coming to, but you are still being and will be for the next little bit, just understand that the challenges that are there around you, your soul has intended and called in to herself to help you access the shift in your own consciousness and frequency that is going to align you with the peace and positive expectation and trust that is then going to forever draw into you that pure positive flow of support, and including financial abundance.
Okay.
So get that. Certainly there's a lot of waves going on for you right now, and if you can find that inner core, that tiny dot of absolute stillness within you, and look out from that at all that's happening and still hold to your stillness, that's when you're going to watch that storm of turbulence around you starting to come into alignment and become peace. And when it does, comes the material gifts and ease that you're actually fearing for right now. And so that fear will start to melt away when you connect to that inner tiny core of absolute peace and stillness that Judy was talking about. Judy?
Okay.
Yes, you see, we attract what we are. So the most important thing we can all do to change our reality out there in the world is to focus on the reality in here, in our being. And as Leslie said, it's about peace. It's about bringing peace and love into our energy. Meditation, you know, daily practices, a discipline of daily practices to actually bring that energy in and create it. There's many ways to do this. And I know I'm not harping on my website, but there's a lot of free energy transmissions and information there that will help you, Amethyst, do that sort of thing.
Which is right, because I know, Amethyst, that you've been using Judy's work for some time. Yes, she has.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and
you know that.
Amethyst, so if you understand that all these tools that Judy is bringing through from Spirit are actually to assist us with recreating that which we are within.
Ourselves.
And as we recreate that within, as within, so without. So all of that flow outside of us will be showing up reflecting what we've created within.
I think under Karma Clear, there's also transmissions to do with fear and trust. Because you don't really fear, but there's a healing of trust. That's all that has to happen, a healing of trust.
Yeah.
Inner confidence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're doing really well. It's just it's just going through a process. You're on the bridge, you see, like so many of us.
And the bridge is being blown a little bit. It's wavering a little bit.
It's a swing bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, I just want to say one more thing about the swing bridge. You know, when you're walking across the swing bridge, that's when it sways. When you're standing still, it doesn't sway. But to get to the other side, you've got to walk across that bridge, and so it sways.
And if you start jogging across the swing bridge,
it sways more.
Some people say, I want to get there fast, and actually tell the Holy Spirit, I want to get, hurry up and let's get there. And so understand that if you're on the fast track, you may have quite a bit of turbulence, and that's okay. Just know that you're getting there faster. But it does feel that you are moving into your breakthrough.
Yes, you definitely are.
Yeah.
You're doing really well.
So you both feel that if I dive more inside and get still, then I may still go through the challenges, but it won't be as long and as much.
No, that's what I get a confirmation
and
on that.
I do too. Yes. And you see, if you write down on a piece of paper your current challenge, and look at the thought process that's blocking that, and then work on it. Work on, find an energy track that will align, or even write to me, you know, at Support at the Sound of Light, to make an energy track for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Amethyst. It's been a blessing for all who are listening, because we are all connecting with what you're expressing as well.
Yes.
You know, all of us are going through the waves of life.
And I wish I can be there with you all tonight, but I'm all the way in Florida now, so.
Oh, that's right. So, well, we will be having more of these gatherings now that we've got Judy back on the East Coast, so.
Wonderful.
You know,
okay, thank
more
you
we'll
so
be
much.
Having. Blessings to you, my dear. So, listeners, as we close out, I will mention that if you haven't checked it out, we do have an event tonight from 6 o'clock, the meet and greet, and then 6:30.
To 8.
To 8, and this is going to be tuning in.
Yes, this is what's Ever Spirit want to bring through.
That's right.
But it's to do with new beginnings. But I also feel that in being here in Charlotte, it's to do with activation. It's to do with, I feel there's a big nucleus of energy here in Charlotte.
Absolutely.
And my role is to help to activate people to bring it out.
Absolutely. So, listeners, and that is at the Alara Center in Mooresville, just out of Charlotte. And so if you want to check in on that, then you can call our number on the website. So go to bridgeholistichealing.com. It's 980-202-1055. Blessings. We are signing off for today. Again, blessed to have Judy Satori
thank
with
you.
Us. Judy, thank you for being with us today. And we will have you every week, at least on recording.
Great pleasure, Leslie. Thank you, listeners. And wonderful. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Okay. And until next week, walk sacred.
WGIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.